So Sterling on the road here on a rare Saturday evening game. Looking to improve to 7-2 as we get ready for the starting lineups tonight. We'll give them to you before they announce them here. Your Sterling starters tonight at guard, number 10, the senior Tori Shinkowitz. The other guard, junior Maya Rawlison, number 15. Tyra Satchel at the other guard position, number 20. Anissa Sanchez have an amazing season here early on. She is a senior. And then rounding up the starting five, Leilani Naon Carter at the forward position.
Yeah, you look at Sterling, they'll go as far as Anissa Sanchez and Tyra Satchel will take them. I mean, they're balanced and play good defense, but at the same time, when they get into those scoring droughts, it's those two that really have to take control of the game and get them out of it. And that's what you saw the other night. I mean, they started off the game a little sluggish, had some turnovers, weren't playing well defensively, but then in the start off the second quarter, Anissa Sanchez, Tyra Satchel really came alive and got them into that offensive rhythm that you really needed to see.
Yeah, and watching that game at home, you know, really started off very, very slow in that first quarter and then really started to ramp it up as the Irish are getting ready to do their starting lineups right now. Just waiting for music here. Always looking for introduction.
Yeah, that
music.
Long pause.
Oh, Sterling doing their huddle at the court. And now for the Irish, I guess they're not going to do music. We're just going to clap
for a second.
A
I thought
bit.
Somebody was about to take that final putt on the green.
Rounding out the Camden Catholic starting lineup, number 4, Julia Brongart, number 10, Sierra Taylor, number 11, Kara Ruccobaldo, number 15, Liz Rogers, and number 21, Kara Hardy, the head coach of the Fighting Irish, Chris Palladino.
Yeah, I haven't been in this gym in a while, and I had forgotten the size of this gym. I think, you know, other than our gym, you look at the Colonial Conference, a lot of those gyms are very small. Maybe we're thinking of, used to go on an away gym where they're smaller than ours, but, you know, you have the stands on both sides that go up fairly high, the stands behind the basket. And I know in the last few years, Camden Catholic boys have had a very good team, and they've had a lot of big games here. And you can imagine, this place packed. It's got to be just a real exciting atmosphere.
We've been to a couple of really interesting gyms here. On the away side of things, being able to broadcast away games. The first game that we did, the boys game at Haddonfield, and there is no sideline on that in that gym. But you packed that gym. And they brought their fans that night. It was really, really loud and creates a really, really great high school basketball atmosphere.
Yeah, and that's what you get in a Colonial Conference. I know Haddon Township, they're very small stands, and it's like the fans are right on top of everyone.
And we're going to pause for a few seconds for the national anthem. We are set to go here live from Camden Catholic High School. Again, Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz and also little Eric Schulz joining us tonight.
That's right. Our
just
assistant
in case,
right
just
here.
In case Kevin gets a little rowdy, we can always
get
sub
tossed
in.
Out.
Get tossed out of the broadcast booth here. We have Eric
always ready to
my
step
left.
In. You know, Rob, they played a good game the other night, but what they didn't get off to was a good start. And you have to think Coach McDonald stressed that in the pregame. And you know, this is something I know the seniors, we're talking about Anissa Sanchez, Tyra Satchel, really want to come out in this game strong.
And set to tip it off, standing at center court, Liz Rogers for the Irish, and then Leilani Naon Carter will tip off. And we are now underway. Tyra Satchel controls the tip, quickly outlets over to Nisa Sanchez, who misses the layup, and Leilani Naon Carter grabs the rebound. Ball still bouncing around underneath the basket. It's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Irish possession.
Good start and winning the tip, but had a couple wild shots. Again, that's not the start after the tip. Obviously, that was good, but when they got in their half-court offense, with a couple wild starts to start this game was not the way they wanted to start.
Sierra Taylor and Julia Bongart up top for the Irish. And now a shot on the baseline is an air ball by Kara Ruckabaldo, and Sterling controls. Tyra Satchel outlets to Tori Shankiewicz. Nice pass looking for Anissa Sanchez down low, but deflected out of bounds. It will stay Lady Knight basketball.
Well, that's that fast break they want to get going. They want to get running on teams. Got the ball down the floor. Good job by Cameron Catholic defending away from the ball.
Sterling moving from left to right in this first quarter. The ball is inbounded, looking down low for Leilani Naon Carter. And foul on the floor. I believe that's going to be on Kara Hardy of the Irish. Nope, they're going to change it to Liz Rogers. That is her first, team's first. No score here early on. 7:15 left to go in this opening quarter here from Cherry Hill, New Jersey at Camden Catholic High School. Shot on the outside by Anissa Sanchez for her first bucket of the night. And Sterling strikes first.
Camden Catholic's in that 2-3 zone, and that's exactly how you're going to beat it, with the outside shot.
Catholic now trying to drive baseline, and a traveling call. And the first turnover of the game against the Irish, and it'll be Sterling basketball.
Well, that's what Sterling wants to do with the 1-3-1 defense, is to put pressure in the wings, and that's what they did right there. You get the ball handlers rattled. Forced them into unforced turnovers, and that's what we saw.
Sterling going with Tyra Satchel up top. Maya Rawlinson down low, and now a turnover. And looking in transition is Julia Bongart, and she'll carry the ball. Not happy with the call there. I don't know if she's not happy with the call or unhappy with herself.
Yeah, again, another unforced turnover. But you saw what, you know, we were talking about Sterling with the 1-3-1 defense, put pressure in the wing. You actually saw Camden Catholic there in a 2-3 zone. Looked like they tried to trap Rawlinson out on the far wing.
Rawlinson at the top, kicks it over to Tyra Satchel. Baseline, stops, pops, no good. Rebounded down low by Sierra Taylor, and she will move the ball forward. Taylor right down the middle, takes a three and drains it. Sierra Taylor just stopped, popped, and threw it up there, and nothing but nylon there for Sierra Taylor.
Well, that was from way out. I mean, Sterling puts pressure in the wings. You're not going to get too many people stopping that shot.
Aaron drive there by Tori Shankiewicz. Now transition game, and scoring the bucket there is Kara Ruckabaldo, and it's a 5-2 lead here with just under 6 minutes left to go in the first.
One thing I've been impressed with Camden Catholic is in that transition game, they've really been getting rid of the ball quickly. Didn't convert the first couple times, but were able to convert right there.
Looking for Tyra Satchel on the near side. Puts up a two. No good. Rebounded down low by the Irish. And they will, again, move in transition. Something that Sterling does quite a bit. And it looks like Camden Catholic really kind of beating Sterling at their own game early on.
Yeah, they are. Sterling did a good job right there getting back, getting himself set, forcing Camden Catholic into their half-court offense.
Nice drive there by Julia Bongart. And now that is a 7-0 run by the Irish.
Well, that was a good answer to Sterling aggressively attacking the wing. Baumgart pump faked, went to the hole.
And now a traveling violation on Anissa Sanchez, who again had a rough start to the game against Woodbury just two nights ago. And now head coach Kate McDonald is going to call a timeout with 4:59 left to go here in the opening quarter.
This game has the feel of the game the other night. A little more scoring initially, but some sloppiness from both teams. You had the turnovers, a couple wild shots, and this is a good timeout for both teams right now. Settle things down, get them into some type of rhythm. And again, Sterling offensively really didn't get into their offensive rhythm till maybe latter part of the first quarter last game. But again, off to a little bit of a sluggish start here, even though you're looking at a 7-2 lead.
Just seems like they turn it up so quickly. You can even see from the opening tip when they controlled the tip and they tried to find the layup down low and it didn't work out for them. It just seems to take a while for this Lady Knights team to really get going. The latter part of the second quarter is when they really seem to turn it on.
Yeah, in a lot of cases it starts with their defense creating turnovers, getting other teams rattled.
And now a deep two-pointer by Sierra Taylor. She has five, and it's a 9-2 lead for the Irish early on.
Well, they're going to have to come out and guard Taylor a little bit tighter there. That's their second three right there.
Now Sterling looking down low for Leilani Nairn-Carter. And now finding Anissa Sanchez. Aaron's shot goes out of bounds, and it will stay Sterling Lady Knight basketball. Fortunate there, just some uncertainness here, trying to find players down low. Good job by Camden Catholic to really wrap up down low. Inbounds pass, count it. Anissa Sanchez on the inbounds. She's fouled, and she will go to the line, so the drought is over on the 9-0 run. Take a look and see who the foul was on.
Well, that's a real nice heady play by Sanchez. A lot of times you can get loose on that inbound off to the side. She saw a little bit of an opening, took advantage of it. Just great sense of what to do and finding the open area. Gets the ball, puts it right up. Didn't even go to the floor. Great play by senior leader.
Gym is about as quiet as a gym that I've ever heard in this gym.
As I said, it's like somebody's putting on the green or we're ready for a serve in tennis.
A 9-5 lead here for the Irish, and the pass goes almost out of bounds. It does. Stepping on the baseline was Liz Rogers.
Well, anytime you're trying to attack that zone defense, even a 1-3-1, you want those vertical looks. What you don't want to do is force a vertical look, and that's what you saw right there.
Sterling does control now. Maya Rawlinson going cross court to Tori Shankiewicz, finding Leilani Nairn-Carter. Down low, puts up the shot, but she travels. So again, a lot of unforced turnovers here as we're over halfway through this first quarter.
Yeah, you had the turnover right there. But again, what I did like about that play, we saw Tori Sinkowitz, was that no-look pass, quick no-look pass to Leilani Carter.
Cam the Catholic controls now, and she's fouled down low by the aforementioned Leilani Nairn-Carter.
And Camden Catholic's doing what you have to do against this 1-3-1 defense. Obviously, you either want to, if you get the ball in the wing, get the shot off quickly or drive to the basket. What you don't want to do is get caught up handling the ball. That's when Sterling will execute the trap.
Cara Roccobaldo at the line now for the Irish. 10-5. She still has one shot left to go. Roccobaldo, one of two from the line. I've never heard a gym this quiet. This is
unbelievable.
And there's a lot of people here tonight, too, which is even more funny. Tyra Satchel now a rainbow three off the backboard and off the front of the iron. And the Irish control. Roccobaldo over to Taylor. Taylor looking to drive on Tyra Satchel, and she kicks it back out to Baumgart.
Yeah, really put a lot of pressure on that 1-3-1. Again, Camden Catholic right now being patient, and that's what you get with the 1-3-1 defense. There's going to be openings on that baseline. Camden Catholic was able to find it right there. Good patience in their half-court offense for Camden Catholic.
Cara Roccobaldo puts in a easy lay-in as the defense kind of collapsed, and now a turnover. And that's going to go the other way, and that's Roccobaldo again, and she's fouled. Fouls on Tori Shankiewicz, and she had a clear-cut path to the basket.
And that's a real nice bounce pass. You know, they say the best type of pass when you're down low, whether in your half-court offense or on any type of break, is that bounce pass. Perfect bounce pass and even a better job of finishing.
That's going to prompt Kate McDonald to take her second timeout of the quarter. 14-5 here in the opening quarter here live from Camden Catholic.
Well, right now, I mean, Sterling's inability to hit the outside shot has really hurt him. And I was surprised even on that last half-court set, Camden Catholic actually came out and attacked. Rawlinson drove to the basket. I think you're going to see a Camden Catholic team. If Sterling's not able to hit that outside shot, it's just going to pack it back in the zone and make it difficult to get the ball underneath to Carter or some of their forwards down low.
Roccobaldo, who will go back to the line. She has 7 already in this quarter. Chance to make it 8. Of their 14 points early on.
And Sterling, a very athletic team. I know the last game, the one thing that turned it around was they were in the 1-3-1, went to the man defense, created a couple turnovers. Off the turnovers, were able to get some easy fast break baskets. And I know Coach McDonald doesn't like to do that early on because it's tough on the legs, but, you know, when you feel a sense of urgency like this being down by 9, you might see that in the first half.
Archibaldo makes it a double-digit lead, biggest of the game for the Irish. It's 15-5. 2:45 left to go in this opening quarter. Live coverage right now on WSHS Sterling High School Radio girls basketball as we are in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, taking on the Camden Catholic Fighting Irish and battled down low. Speaking of fighting, Victoria Shinkowitz kicks it out and drives and gets the roll, so the drought is over. Victoria Shinkowitz gets two.
With the quick first step, I'm just surprised right now as you look at the foul. Rockwell finishing just like what Camden Catholic's been able to do, get that fast break going and answer a big basket by Sterling. But I'm surprised that Camden Catholic is coming out in their zone and playing as aggressively on the perimeter. Sterling's taking advantage of it. You saw Rollinson on a previous play drive to the hole. Then you saw Sinkowitz on that play drive to the hole. Two girls have a quick first step.
Latasha Sparrow on the foul for Sterling. Rockabaldo having a banner first quarter here.
Rockabaldo, a big name at Camden Catholic. I know she had either cousins or brothers, and I believe other people in her family who are great athletes at this school.
And now another turnover by Sterling on that possession. It's 18-7. And a deep three, and burying it is Julia Baumgart. And Sterling really in trouble now, down two touchdowns.
And there's not much you can do about that. You know, when you look at Taylor and Baumgart hitting each of them, hitting a few threes. I mean, they're NBA-style threes. There's not too much of a defense for that.
And almost another turnover. So a disastrous first quarter here for the Lady Knights on the road after an up-and-down week for them. Tyra Satchel calling for the ball, working against Rockabaldo. Tries to look down low for Nisa Sanchez. Can't find it. Now a tussle on the floor. A jump ball, and it will stay Lady Knight basketball with 92 seconds left to go in the opening quarter.
Pass up a little bit high, but there's a loose area in that zone where you can get the ball down low and a pay. Again, Camden Catholic, they're having success with it. I think it's more Strong's not converting, but they're guarding perimeter tightly. There you see Satchel.
Satchel's drive blocked by Liz Rogers down low, and now a foul underneath. A shooting foul on the way for Sterling to try and jump back into this game. They have their work cut out for them.
Yeah, I think it's more right now Sterling not being able to convert because, again, Camden Catholic's coming out aggressively on the perimeter where they don't have to because Sterling's not sinking the outside shots, but they're giving them the chance to drive to the hole, and you saw Satchel do that right there, and she's on the line.
Last foul was on Liz Rogers as Tyra Satchel misses her first. Liz Rogers will have a seat. She has two fouls just in this quarter alone, so she will have a seat. Checking into the game, Michelle Obese. Satchel goes 1-for-2 from the line. And again, another jump ball will stay Camden Catholic ball. Battle there between Latasha Sparrow.
Yeah, that's a real nice hustle by Leilani Carter there, away from the ball, breaking up what would have been an easy basket.
Rockabaldo inbounds and stolen by Shinkowitz, and now it goes off the shoe of Julia Baumgart. Well, I thought it went off the shoe of Baumgart. It must have went off of Shinkowitz, and now it will stay Irish basketball. Just over a minute left to go here. It's 21-8 in favor of the Irish. Quick, hot shooting team early on in this opening quarter. Rockabaldo is going to drive baseline and get the friendly roll. Rockabaldo, give me a minute to do the math on how many points she has in this quarter.
Boy, what an offensive player. And that one right there, she created her own offensive opportunity. Again, converted.
13 in the quarter for Rockabaldo. And now the drive by Tyra Satchel, stripped by the aforementioned Rockabaldo, dishes it all the way over to Julia Baumgart, and she is fouled on the floor. 31 seconds left to go with a 23-8 lead. Let's see who the foul was on. The foul was on number 10, Sierra Taylor. Or excuse me, Tori Shinkowitz. That's her second. And a traveling violation. And will be Sterling basketball with just under 30 seconds left to go. In a 23-point first quarter, that Sterling's not used to putting forward, or, you know, on the offensive end or defensive end, really seeing a 23-point quarter, even at any level.
Yeah, well, they had three threes against them, but I think more telling right now is Stone's inability to convert and get things going on the offensive end of the floor.
And now a turnover by Shankiewicz prompts a three-on-one. Lacabaldo, her 15th point of the quarter. And the ball is tipped and out of bounds with 0.6 seconds left to go, but that is going to pretty much put a cap on as good a quarter, as hot a shooting quarter as I think I've ever seen here in all of our time doing games together.
Well, there's not much you're going to do about the three-point shots, but I think the thing I know Coach McDonald probably isn't too happy with, too pleased with, is Camden Catholic's ease in converting on that fast break. They're just not getting back on the fast break. And obviously the other end of it is the fact that Sterling's just not able to score in their half-court offense. I mean, they have opportunities, sunk a shot initially, but then went cold with the outside shots, have been able to drive to the hole, but just haven't been able to convert. Just a real sloppy first quarter for Sterling when you're talking about getting in any type of a rhythm offensively.
Leading scorer, obviously, Kara Rocabaldo is 3 of 4 from the free throw line and 15 points. 15 of the 25 points are scored by Rocabaldo, the leading scorer for Sterling, after one. Anissa Sanchez with 5.
Yeah, Rocabaldo has done it in a lot of different ways. The medium jump shot, the fake, the jump shot along the baseline, and the multiple ways you're seeing her convert on the fast break. And they're not easy plays. A lot of times they're coming down full speed. And at the one time, she had her back to the basket, got it on a bounce pass, laid it right up. So girl really knows how to finish.
Natasha Sparrow inbounds right in front of us. Hands it over to Tyra Satchel. Over to Tori Shankiewicz. Shankiewicz back to Tyra Satchel for the three, and it's good. Tyra Satchel, her fourth point of the night when Sterling probably needed it the most. And now a pass down low. Tipped around, Rocabaldo fighting with Tyra Satchel for the rebound. Now Satchel in trouble, hands it over to Leilani Naomi Carter calmly. Nice job there to get out of trouble.
Yeah, good way to start the quarter with a nice play defensively. Then you get the turnover.
Another turnover looking over there for Julia Bongard. Now it's stolen away by a combination of Tyra Satchel and Tori Shankiewicz. Shankiewicz calling out the play, hands it over and resets to Tyra Satchel. Down low, Leilani Naomi Carter, but she walks. Yeah. Double team down low by Sierra Taylor and Michelle Obese. And now Courtney O'Neill going to check into the game. The senior going to check in for Leilani Naomi Carter.
Well, real good ball movement by Sterling. Again, unfortunately, you had to walk underneath. But two trips down the floor, I saw good ball movement. One led to the pass down low. The other one led to the three-pointer by Tyra Satchel. She had time to set her feet.
Four team fouls for Sterling, three for the Irish. As the Irish control now, again moving from right to left. Now handing it over to Bongard, down low. Swatted away is on the shot attempt by Kara Hardy. And Tori Shankiewicz will bring it back up.
Yeah, nice job of the defense converting down underneath the paint.
Shankiewicz running layup, running floater, no good. Now again, Bongard finds a wide open Michelle Obese, no good. A lot of craziness going on down low, and now a offensive foul.
Now the gym's getting a little noisier. You see a lot
bit.
Of people airing their displeasure over that call, and I thought Rocabaldo had position there, but obviously the refs didn't see it that way. And
fouls on Kara Hardy. It's an offensive foul. That's her first.
One thing Sterling doing a much better job is of getting back and making things a little bit more difficult for Camden Catholic to convert on that fast break as they start at the second quarter.
Another three by Tyra Satchel is good.
Right there you see that good ball movement, Rob, around the perimeter that we saw in the initial trip down the floor. Again, leads to a three-pointer by Tyra Satchel.
This possession, whoever scores the next basket here, key possession here. Yeah. Sterling needs a defensive stop, trailing 25-14. A baseline jumper, no good, by Kara Hardy, but rebounded by Rocabaldo, and she puts it in. Rocabaldo having a fantastic night here already for the Irish. She has 17.
Yeah, you were talking a lot about her offense, but she's got a knack for rebounding. One of those girls who just has a sense of knowing where to go and always puts herself in position under that basket.
Tori Shankiewicz, offensive foul. That'll be her third. And that's going to prompt Coach McDonald to make a substitution. Maya Rawlinson going to check in for Tori Shankiewicz, and I would have to imagine that her playing time in this half is done.
Yeah, but you know what? She's doing what she has to do. If they're going to give her that drive to the basket with the way she plays, her quick first step, she's got to take advantage of it. Just a tough call right there.
27-14, 5:18 left to go in this first half. Sterling trailing, and all the shots falling pretty much for the Irish. Three-pointer on the way from top of the circle, no good. Rebounded down low by Roccobaldo and bounced around, and it's going to be Sterling ball. Be a foul down low on Sierra Taylor. That's her first. That is the team's fifth. Both teams five fouls. So pretty soon approaching the bonus situation.
And that's one of the few times you saw right there Sterling was able to get position underneath for the rebound.
Tyra Satchel, another three, and buries it. She has nine in the quarter. They're all threes, and now a stoppage of play. And I believe that's going to be a timeout, trying to figure out what that call was. But either way, now it's a 10-point game after they trailed by 17 entering the quarter. And it's been all Tyra Satchel.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what they had to do. They had to get into some type of an offensive rhythm. We talked before the game about how it's either Satchel or Sanchez who can get this team going. And I think one thing that really impresses me is their ball movement around the perimeter. That led to the first two three-pointers by Tyra Satchel. And there you saw the defense converging, and Anissa Sanchez got the ball back out to Satchel, and she buried it.
Big quarter here for Sterling. And they're going to need an even bigger quarter if they're going to try and get back into this game. Again, getting past that double-digit deficit is going to be big for them. So they need a defensive stop.
Yeah, well, two things they're doing to get themselves back in this game right now, getting the lead down to 10, are obviously you had Tyra Satchel convert on those threes. But the other thing I'm seeing is, again, they're not making it as easy for Cam Catholic to convert on fast break.
After the timeout, a three-pointer is good by Sierra Taylor, and so much for breaking the lead down to double digits. It just seems like whenever Sterling starts to creep back, another big shot by the Irish. Now their lead is back to 13.
And there's not much you can do about these deep three-pointers by Taylor and the rest of the Camden Catholic squad.
Maya Rawlinson finds Anissa Sanchez looking for Courtney O'Neill over to Tyra Satchel, and Satchel's going to reset it. And a three-second violation underneath the basket. I believe that's going to be on Courtney O'Neill. And a turnover by Sterling. Bongart to bring it up for the Irish, working on Maya Rawlinson. A scoop layup, no good. Goes out of bounds, and Sterling will get another possession.
Yeah, not a good decision there, making a drive to the basket and an off-bounds shot. Obviously, Cam Catholic really did a good job of responding to that little mini run that Sterling had with Taylor getting a three-point shot.
Roccobaldo working on Tyra Satchel, who's had the hot hand in this quarter, but driving to the basket, turns it over. And if Roccobaldo, again, nice defense by Maya Rawlinson to deflect it. And Courtney O'Neill will have a seat, and back comes Leilani Naomi Carter. Again, Sterling in need of a couple defensive stops here to try and cut this lead down to single digits to end the half.
And if you're Cam Catholic right now, the 13-point lead, Sterling getting a little bit of an offensive roll. No need to force things.
Long distance three by Taylor, no good. Rebounded down low by Sparrow. And Tyra Satchel will move up, working against Roccobaldo. Drive right down the lane off the back of the iron, no good. Gets her own rebound, still no good. Rebounded by Anissa Sanchez, back to Tyra Satchel, who pops a nice 15-footer. And it's all Tyra Satchel in this quarter. She has 11 in the quarter, but the transition defense does not get back, and that leaves a wide-open Michelle Obese.
Yeah, that goes back to what you saw a lot in that first quarter. They left somebody open underneath, and Camden Catholic just has a knack for finding that open girl. Good timing on the pass, and, of course, they finished.
Trying to find down low, and the defense of Camden Catholic underneath the basket really smothering the post game for Sterling tonight. Well, and I think that's something that they're not really used to.
Yeah, and they're going to the ball. You have that help defense coming over and really making things difficult for Sterling. I mean, there's room in between the perimeter and down low, but once the ball gets there, they really crash down and make things difficult for Sterling underneath the basket.
Taya Thornton going to check in now for the Irish. Bongart's going to have a seat. And now Thornton driving. Puts up the shot off the back of the iron as she was going out of bounds. So two quick bench points for Thornton. And it's back to a 15-point lead with 2.5 left to go in the half.
Yeah, good job of Thornton keeping her composure. It almost looked like driving a hole. She's a little bit off bounds. Kept things going, stayed with him, was able to make a big basket right there.
Steal by Thornton again. Working on Maya Rawlinson. She's going to be fouled going to the basket on the loose ball. Found Thornton on the outlet. That's going to be on Maya Rawlinson. That is her first.
That's a foul you have to take right there. You don't want to give up another easy basket with Camden Catholic holding a 15-point lead and giving the possibility to make it 17. You've got to make it difficult for them.
Thornton at the line. And in her 32nd appearance right now, she's already got 3 points.
You know, every good team has good bench players, and obviously that's what we're seeing from Thornton. You know, give other girls a break, and you come in a game, and whether you're productive on a defensive end or an offensive end, you have to come in as a bench player and make an impact, and we're definitely seeing Thornton do just that.
Head coach Chris Palladino also going to go back to the bench again, coming into the game for the first time, number 44, Olivia Crenny. Checking into the game, and like you said, a bench very, very important in case you get into foul trouble. Depth in sports is key. Tyra Satchel puts up an air ball. But Tyra Satchel's the only Lady Knight to score in this quarter. She has 11 of the 12 of the 19. 11 coming in this quarter alone.
Yeah, and since she hit the three-pointers, they're really coming out, attacking her, making things difficult, forcing her into some off-bound shots.
Taylor drives all the way to the baseline. No good. Rebounded down low by Latasha Sparrow. And it's going to be a foul. Trying to see who the foul is on here. I believe it's going to be on Olivia Crenny, but let's take a look at the... Yes, it is. Olivia Crenny on her first foul. That's the team's seventh. So that will put Sterling in the one-on-one situation and put Latasha Sparrow on the line.
You know, we're talking about Sterling coming out and not getting any type of rhythm, but, Rob, you touched on it, and we were talking about it a little bit, is the job they're doing defensively down low. They get the ball. They really have a way of having their help defense come over, converge on the ball, and make things difficult for Sterling underneath.
Sparrow no good on her first attempt. Rebounded. Goes out of bounds, and that will be Sterling ball, fortunately for them. Tyra Satchel inbounds underneath the Camden Catholic basket. Looking for Leilani Naomi Carter down low and is fouled. Combination of Michelle Obese and Olivia Crenny. Let's see who they call it on. They're going to call it on Michelle Obese. That's her first. So that will put Leilani Naomi Carter at the line.
Well, that's a perfect example of what we've been seeing. Carter one-on-one has developed that spin move where she can take on anybody, but you saw her get by the one girl with the quick spin move. Other girl came over, helped out, went to the line, but at the same time, that's what they're doing to make things difficult down low in the paint.
Sterling 3 of 5 from the line so far this evening. Leilani Naomi Carter good on her first attempt. Here comes her second. It is also good. So Leilani Naomi Carter closes the gap. It's now 36-21 with 1:17 left to go in the half.
I think right now Sterling just has to be patient, take things a basket at a time, and whittle away at this deficit.
Kara Roccobaldo looking for the entry pass from Sierra Taylor.
Real nice defense away from the ball by Sparrow right there.
Sierra Taylor will inbound for the Irish with 1:09 left to go. Finds Crenny. Back to Taylor, takes the shot, no good, rebounded down low by Leilani O'Carter, and finds Tyra Satchel looking for Anissa Sanchez, but it's intercepted by Roccobaldo. She's been everywhere tonight.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about. You had the ball coming up the court. As you look at the travel right there, don't try to force something that's not there, and I think that's what Sterling tried to do on that last trip down the floor.
Not a travel. They're going to call a foul.
No.
Trying to see if that foul was on, I believe. I didn't catch who the foul was on. I want to check that. Could have been on Maya Rawlinson, but either way, that's going to put Sierra Taylor at the line. Both teams in the bonus right now.
Taylor's just had a huge first half. I mean, with the big three-pointers, moving the ball around. She's really the engine that makes this offense go. And, boy, she's doing whatever she has to do to get them going offensively. Again, whether it's the shot, the fast break, good no-look passes.
Roccobaldo going to take a seat for the remainder of this half as Taylor is one of two from the line. Now a 16-point game and a three by Anissa Sanchez. No good. Follows her own shot and puts it in. Good hustle by Anissa Sanchez, knowing that her shot was going to go short, and gets her own rebound.
Yeah, I don't. You know, that's something following up a three-pointer that you don't see enough people do, because if you do it, most times you're going to be unaccounted for.
Krenny crashing the boards on the shot, and now a shot there by Bongard. No good, and I believe that's going to be a foul down low on Michelle Obese.
Now you've got a nice offensive play. Sterling right now, again, needs to be patient when they get in their half-court offense. A couple things they're doing, again, you know, for the most part, they've made things difficult for Camden Catholic in the last few minutes in executing that fast break. There's a couple times they thought they got away. Sterling fouled them, make it difficult, put them on the line. And another thing I'm seeing is them getting better position. That's what you saw from Leilani Carter, and that's why she's on the line right now.
Perfect at the line tonight is Leilani Carter, and she remains perfect. All three of her points coming from the charity stripe. Closing the gap now down to 13. Sterling can't seem to get past that double-digit lead. At 22 seconds left to go in the half.
And again, I think right now they just have to whittle away at this lead. Stay patient. Don't force things. I mean, we saw a couple fast breaks there where they tried to force passes that weren't there. If it's there, great. If it's not there, you got to slow it down and get your half-court offense.
Last possession of the half for all intent and purposes for the Irish. Under 15 seconds left to go. Thornton looking to create the offense. And now a deep three by Julia Bongard to pretty much end the half. One last shot by Tyra Satchel at the buzzer, no good. But again, every time Sterling seems to creep back into the game, Camden Catholic comes back with a huge shot. Julia Bongard, with about 5 seconds to go, launches a deep three, and that's where we end it right now. And Schulze, it's just got to come up with something in the second half here to try and creep back into this.
Yeah, and it just seems like they have a way of responding. Anytime you see Sterling maybe convert on a basket, get a defensive stop, they come back with these deep threes. You're not going to defend that. You shoot an NBA-style three out there where they're shooting it just to the left of the top of the key. I mean, Sterling's defense is designed to trap out on the wing. If they keep hitting these threes, I mean, Sterling doesn't have a chance. There's not much you can do. I mean, it's a situation where if you're hitting shots like that, you got to tip your hat off to the other team.
So Sterling, despite getting 11 points from Tyra Satchel in the quarter, they actually won the quarter 17. They outscored Camden Catholic 17-15 in that quarter. Unfortunately, they still trail by 15 heading into the second half. We're going to get off to a quick break. When we get back from the break, second half action live here from Camden Catholic High School. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. We are back with second half action right after this. And welcome back to Camden Catholic High School. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulze. As we are just about out of halftime here, it's 40-25 in favor of the Fighting Irish. Fighting Irish underneath Kara Roccobaldo, just absolutely on fire. Roccobaldo, 15 points in the first quarter alone. She has 17 at half. Leading scorers for Camden Catholic, obviously Roccobaldo, 17. Sierra Taylor with 9. Julia Bongard, 8. And then some bench players chiming in as well. Ty Thornton with 4, and Michelle Obese with a bucket. in that second quarter. Leading the way for Sterling, Tyra Satchel with 11 points in the second quarter and has 12 overall. Nisa Sanchez with 7, Leilani Naon-Carter with 4, and Tori Shinkowitz with 2, as Camden Catholic will start the game, the second half with a 15-point lead. And we've got some stats courtesy of Coach Jones and Coach McPherson. Camden Catholic 5 of 7 from 3-point land and 10 of 11 shooting in that first quarter. And they pick up right where they left off with Roccobaldo. And she has an easy bucket here.
Yeah, much the way you saw a lot of times in the first quarter. Good ball movement. Give and go. Kept going to the basket. Great pass right in stride. Was able to get the easy basket. And you see a walk right here. So Sterling starting things off much the way they started the game off. I mean, I thought they improved in the second half. Got back. Did a much better job of getting back on the fast break at Camden Catholic. But when Camden Catholic responds with the three-point shots that they were hitting in the latter part of that second quarter, there's not much you can do about that.
As a 15th turnover by Sterling, they committed 14 in that first half alone. And now a turnover going the other way and stepping on the baseline. I believe that's Liz Rogers down low, stepped on the baseline. Just to update the foul trouble for Camden Catholic, Liz Rogers has 3. Kara Hardy and Michelle Basie each have a pair. And for Sterling, Tori Shinkowitz has 3. And Maya Rawlinson has 2. And another fast break opportunity off the miss and an easy lay-in for Julia Bongard. And Sterling coming out of the half and getting beat on the floor. And it's going to be a full timeout. Initially, it was ruled going to be a 30-second timeout, but again, Sterling opening the second half pretty much the same way they opened the first, unfortunately.
Yeah, at some point, I know Coach is stressing it over there. They got to realize you can't lose track of anybody. Anytime Camden Catholic on that fast break has that window of opportunity, they're going to take advantage of it. And, you know, on the offensive end, and this is something we saw in the second quarter. Now, I said things improved, but I think what Sterling has to do is not try and force things. We saw them force things on the fast break. We saw them get the ball down low, have a chance to have a move. But that help defense of Camden Catholic is just converging on the ball down low or even on the outside. If it's not there down low, hit it back out. Because if somebody comes down, somebody's going to be open. That's when you're going to get your open looks. But Sterling right now has got to be more patient.
And looking ahead to next week, a big week for both squads, the boys and the girls teams, as they will face Haddonfield and West Deptford. Right off the timeout, shot by Nisa Sanchez, no good, but deflected by Leilani Naon-Carter on the floor, able to get it back out to Nisa Sanchez, scoop layup short, gets her own rebound, and she's fouled underneath by Kara Hardy. That's going to be her third.
Yeah, Nisa Sanchez right there was just relentless till she ended up getting herself in position to go to the line. And, you know, Rob, we talk about being patient. It's easier said than done because you're feeling the need, feeling the sense of urgency in being down right now by 19 points. But at the same time, if you don't have a quality opportunity, get the ball out, take those extra couple seconds in your half-court offense, and something eventually is going to open up.
Nisa Sanchez, no good from the line. Check that on the foul. It's Liz Rogers. That's her fourth, and that's going to prompt a substitution now. Michelle Obese going to check into the game with her 4 fouls. Nisa Sanchez, 1 for 2 from the line tonight. Make it 1 for 3. And the rebound by the Irish. Taylor working against Tyra Satchel. Hands it over to Bongard. Looking down low, and it's intercepted by Tori Shinkowitz, and she will look to send it over to Tyra Satchel. Satchel moving along Taylor. Back out to Shinkowitz for the 3. No good. Rebounded by Taylor. Sterling just can't buy buckets. And Taylor's going to set up the offense patiently for the Irish with under 6 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Again, you're listening to live coverage of Sterling Lady Night Basketball here, live from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, at the home of the Irish, Camden Catholic High School. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz. A little rare Saturday night action here from Camden Catholic. Sterling really trying to get back into this game, staring at a 19-point deficit as And able to trim it down to 17 is Anissa Sanchez.
And you can see Anissa Sanchez really taking it to the hole right now, taking it down low, using her athletic ability, really trying to do whatever she can to get this team jump-started offensively.
We said this a lot in the first half. Every time Sterling makes a little mini run, Camden Catholic comes back and either fires a three or some transition points or whatever, and that's going to be a timeout now by Camden Catholic. But just when Sterling starts to crawl back in, they just really can't catch a break.
Yeah, and another thing I'm seeing from Camden Catholic, I'm not seeing from Sterling, when Sterling converges down on somebody with the ball, Camden Catholic will kick it back out, find a way to find that open girl, whereas you see Sterling has been forcing things throughout the game. And one thing I did like in that last trip down the floor was you saw Tyra Satchel out on the wing, got trapped, didn't force things, kicked the ball back to Tori Sinkowicz, who got an open look at a three. Wasn't able to sink it, but at least, you know, when the defense comes her way, she did a nice job getting it away from there and knowing that there's going to be somebody open if two girls come on her.
Some other Sterling updates for you. The swim team was in action this afternoon. They lost to Haddonfield 107-63, even their record at 3-3 on the season. They did have some good individual performances. Ashley Sims broke the 100 fly record, her own 100 fly record, with a time of 103-23. So, again, the Swimming Knights really doing a great job as we get back to live action. And fouled underneath, and take a look and see who the foul was on, but that's going to put Michelle Obese at the line.
Well, there's a perfect example of what we've been seeing all night. Defense converged on the ball, good bounce pass away from the ball, finds the open girl. Camden Catholic again goes to the line.
Last foul was on Courtney O'Neill. That's her first. It's a team's first, and that will put Michelle Obese at the line. Obese misses the first, getting back to swimming. Andrew Matola, double winner in the 50 and 100-yard freestyle events. And again, Ashley Sims breaks her old mark, which is 103.82. The set last year, she breaks it by a half a second. So congratulations to the Swimming Knights. Not coming away with a team win, but some good individual performances. Shot by Courtney O'Neill, no good. Rebounded by Julia Baumgart, and she's looking to move quickly. Obese with an errant shot. Roccobaldo trying to corral the rebound. She cannot, and Cam Catholic will control. Roccobaldo now driving. It's a three-on-one, and foul on the floor as Roccobaldo was driving to the hoop.
I'll tell you, some teams with this type of lead might pull back, be a little bit patient. Camden Catholic, you know, give them, they're attacking, and they're smart about it, too. You see another outside shot right there. But, again, comes off a good ball movement.
Julia Baumgart with a deep two. Foot was on the line, so now a 20-point lead for the Irish, the biggest of the game. Rawlinson drives, no good, rebounded by Baumgart. And, again, the transition from the Irish, very, very quick.
I'll tell you, they're a complete team. I mean, I'm just impressed at the way they move the ball up the floor, in addition to the outside shooting. Good defenders.
Taylor with a long two, no good. Rebounded down low. It's going to be a jump ball. And it just seems that every loose ball, Sterling getting out-hustled here. It's going to be a substitution. Tori Shinkowitz going to take a seat and checking back into the game, Leilani Naon Carter. 3:43 left to go here in the third. A 20-point lead for the Irish. And it's been the hot shooting of Kara Roccobaldo.
Coach McDonald getting a lot of girls in and out of this game, just trying to find the right mix right now. And I'm sure she's very frustrated with the way this game's going.
Courtney O'Neill looking down low for Leilani Carter, but she travels. And again, another turnover. We mentioned this as we entered the second half. Sterling, just in the first half alone, 14 turnovers.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad no-look pass or quick pass there by Courtney O'Neill.
Turnaround jumper by Obese, no good. Rebounded by Tyra Satchel, looking for Anissa Sanchez. Sanchez triple-teamed and is fouled. And she will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, you can tell in their game plan, one of the big things had to be to get back. You saw right there, Anissa Sanchez, one of the quickest girls on the court, was ahead on the fast break. Camden Catholic had three girls back to stop her.
Last foul was on Michelle Obese. That's her third. Team's second. And that will put Anissa Sanchez at the line. 1 for 3 from the line tonight. And rims out again. So Sanchez struggling from the free throw line tonight. 1 of 4.
Man,
these,
that was
are point, these are ones you got to hit because of, you know, you're not taking time off the clock here.
Yeah, that was a big thing as a team in the Collingswood game. Mm-hmm. I believe at one point they were 1 for 13 from the free throw line.
Good on her second attempt. And getting back to that Collingswood game and talking with some of the coaching staff, they finished that game 4 of 19 from the free throw line. And that was
a difference in the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you got to broadcast that game with Dan Farr. And a tough game. Transition game here again for Sterling, not working very well, and rebounded by Courtney O'Neill, looking for Tyra Satchel, who passes it off to nobody and goes out of bounds. I believe she was looking for somebody on her right wing and did not find that person, and is going to go out of bounds. Still a 19-point game with just about 2.5 left to go here in the third.
Yeah, I think a big thing right now, I know Strong thought they could get this going on this team, but they continue to try to force that fast break, and it's just not there. Camden Catholic's getting back every time. You know, you really have to pull back if you don't have that opportunity.
Taylor, another deep three, no good, but gets her own rebound. Will take the short jumper and hit it. Sierra Taylor now has 11, and it's back to the biggest lead of the game. It's 21.
Yeah, that's a trip down the floor. Strong was just outworked. You saw Taylor take the shot, go right to the ball, full speed, just out-hustled Sterling to the ball.
Drive by Sanchez, left-handed layup, no good. Rebounded down low by Leilani Naon Carter, and she is fouled and will go to the line. Foul is going to be on Michelle Obese. That's her fourth.
Now, this team's seen a lot of different things, you know, with Camden Catholic, the fast break game going. Obviously, we talked about the shots, the three-point shooting, but there's a lot of tough play underneath the basket, around the ball, even away from the ball.
All four of Leilani Naon Carter's points coming from the charity stripe tonight. And she is, again, perfect as she has 5. And basically going to take a seat with her 4 fouls and checking back in the game, Olivia Crenny for the Irish. Leilani looking to maintain perfection from the line here. Under 2 minutes left to go in a 20-point game. And just as I say that, I put the hex on her and misses it, but getting her own rebound was Sterling, but it's going to go out of bounds. I believe that was Meyer Rawlinson. Got the rebound put back, but it did not fall, and it's still a 20-point game, 1:50 left to go in the third.
Good look by Sanchez there, but again, Sterling wasn't able to convert, was not able to finish.
Bongart looking to drive and looking to pass. It goes out of bounds to really nobody. And another turnover by the Irish. So Sterling really going to have to get things moving here with 90 seconds left to go in the third, trailing by 20 points. Something I think Sterling's really not used to. And another turnover, is going to be a traveling violation on Leilani Naon Carter.
You know, and you talk about some of the things Sterling are not able to do. I think a lot of it has to do with the defense you're seeing from Camden Catholic, really making Sterling work for every basket.
Not to mention the transition game.
Yeah.
And it's something that Sterling has really prided themselves on in the last several years, is their transition game, and they're getting beat at their own game, it seems, here tonight. Taylor drives, puts up a left-handed shot, no good, but again, rebounded by Kara Hardy, and she is fouled going to the basket.
I've seen more Camden Catholic girls in this game come up with rebounds racing in from the perimeter than I think in any game I've seen from any team this year.
Didn't catch who the foul was on. Either way, it's going to be the team's fourth foul. And Taylor will inbounds and put up a right-handed shot, and it goes in. Sierra Taylor has 4 in the quarter. And 13 overall.
boy, you look at Taylor, you know, she's made a couple outside shots, but in driving to the hole, almost looks like she's out of control, but in a really unique way, she keeps her control going and is able to finish on these drives to the basket.
Maya Rawlinson with a deep three-pointer, rebounded by Carter, and they will reset. Satchel looking for Anissa down low, but hands it over to Courtney O'Neill, who is fouled to count the basket.
Tell you what, Courtney O'Neill coming off the bench is really playing well. You know, she had a couple real good passes underneath. Sterling wasn't able to convert on. Right there, got the pass. Didn't even go to the floor, put it right up. Got herself in position to get a three-point play right here.
Olivia Crenny committed the foul for the Irish, and that will send Courtney O'Neill to the line to convert the traditional three-point play. And it rattles around and falls. So Courtney O'Neill drops the deficit down, back down to 19.
Obviously, Camden Catholic setting up for the last shot right here. As you see Taylor bringing it out to the outside. Now she's going to attack a little bit.
5 seconds left to go. Bongart working against Rawlinson. Bongart's going to put up a shot. No good. And that's where we will end the third quarter. It's 51-32 in favor of the Irish here on a rare Saturday evening now. Saturday evening game here from Cherry Hill. And it's been all Camden Catholic from the get-go.
Well, if you're down by 19 points, there's two ways to get back into a game. Force the issue by forcing turnovers, playing aggressive man defense. But you can see this with this Camden Catholic team. That's not going to get it done. They're not going to get rattled. The other way you get back in a game is hit from the outside. Unfortunately, Sterling's not the type of team that's really designed to get on rolls with the three-point shots. And, you know, that's something they've struggled with all year. The teams back out or pack it in that zone defense, force them to shoot from the outside. And, you know, you've had a couple stretches where you felt like they were going to get an offensive rhythm. Tyra Satchel hit a couple threes, but nothing they were able to maintain on a consistent basis. And, you know, that's basically your only shot right here with being down by 19 in this last quarter, going into the last quarter of play.
And, you know, looking at this game from quarter to quarter, Sterling's just came out of the gate so slow. They got outscored 25-8 in the first quarter. They won the second quarter 17-15, and they hung in there in this quarter. They only got outscored by four. But you take out that first quarter where they came out of the gate just couldn't throw the ocean pretty much. And, you know, you got a pretty competitive game here.
Yeah, and more importantly, I think, you know, they weren't shooting. But one thing that is unacceptable is not getting back on D. They let up way too many points in that fast break. And quite honestly, I thought they were probably caught off guard. Like you said, Rob, they're beating them at their own game. You know, you're thinking you can get your fast game going. You're talking about Sterling. And then all of a sudden, Camden Catholic, a team that you thought would be tough in a half-court set, gets their fast break going, gets a lot of easy baskets in that first quarter.
Sterling will try to take advantage of a turnover by the Irish. But you have to give a lot of credit to the Irish, the way, under the leadership of Cara Roccobaldo, the way she's been just dominating this game for the Irish.
And as a team, they're finding a way when Sterling goes on those little mini runs to respond and diffuse any type of momentum you feel like Sterling is getting.
Deep two by Anissa Sanchez, no good. Rebound in the corner goes out of bounds, and it will stay Sterling ball. And not to be outdone, Roccobaldo, Julia Bongard and Sierra Taylor having some pretty good nights themselves. Bongard has 12, and Sierra Taylor has 13.
Yeah, they're not just getting from
they're
one girl.
Spreading it around. Yep. It just seemed in that first quarter it was the Cara Roccobaldo show. Anissa Sanchez lays it in for her first. And she's scored in every quarter here this evening.
Camden Catholic pulling things out right now, just taking their time.
No quit from this Lady Knights team. Even trailing by 17 here. And a lay-in there by Cara Roccobaldo working against Anissa Sanchez. Got the friendly roll. Roccobaldo, 20-plus points now, and turnover.
And, Rob, just when you thought Camden Catholic was going to slow it down on the perimeter, yeah, they're very opportunistic in their half-court offense, passing around the perimeter. and they caught Sterling off guard. We're able to get the ball open, ball to rock a ball to open down low, and again convert on an easy basket.
Irish content with taking their time right now. 6.5 left to go in the fourth, and a very comfortable 19-point lead.
And that's the thing. You're moving the ball out on this perimeter, and it's 1-3-1. They're trying to trap. They're going to get opportunities along that baseline. And again,
as you mentioned it, they create the turnover.
And that's with the 1-3-1, you've got to really make the most of your opportunities to trap on the wing. And give Camden Catholic credit. If they get the ball on the wing, they either shoot it or get it back to the top of the key and really make it difficult for Sterling to execute this 1-3-1 defense.
Tori Shinkowitz back in the game for Sterling as Leilani Nao-Carter gets her own rebound and kicks it over to Tyra Satchel for a two. No good. Rebounded by Bongart, who finds a wide open Liz Rogers down low, and she's fouled by, I believe, Anissa Sanchez. Or excuse me, that's Rocca Baldo, who was fouled there. We'll take a look and see who the foul was on. The foul is going to be on Anissa. Yes, it is going to be on Anissa Sanchez. That's her first.
Yeah, if you're out there at the top of the key or you're in a high part of that zone, you've got to be aware of Sterling or of Camden Catholic letting somebody go on the wing. We saw Baumgart the one time. There we saw Rocca Baldo get open.
Rocca Baldo misses her first. She's 3 of 5 from the line tonight. 21 points overall. Trying to make it 22. She cannot. Rebounded by Anissa Sanchez. So 0 for 2 from the line from Rocca Baldo. Satchel now working against Bongart. And now it's stolen back by Rocca Baldo and is fouled hard, goes hard to the floor. That's going to be on, I believe, Anissa Sanchez based on her reaction.
You're seeing a little bit of everything from Rocca Baldo, the ability to create her own offense, defense, doing a good job underneath, getting the defensive rebounds, a lot of scoring. Nice job of defense out on the wing there to get her own fast break opportunity, put herself on the line.
Again, Jim's super quiet. Got a little loud during the free throws, second and third quarter, but now it's the fourth quarter.
You almost feel out of place talking
whenever right?
Nobody else is.
I feel like I'm in a library. And Rocca Baldo hits 1 of 4 from the line in back-to-back possessions. But still, a 20-point lead for the Irish. Shinkowitz hands it over to Leilani Nao-Carter, who banks it in off the assist from Anissa Sanchez.
Well, at this point, 5 minutes left. I think if you're Sterling, hey, you just want to have a good, clean last 5 minutes of this game. You're not going to win this game, but you want to get some type of momentum, do something positive to carry into the next game.
And we mentioned, and here's a turnover by Camden Catholic. They allow Nao-Carter slow to get up. And Tyra Satchel takes it all the way. Rebounded down low by Courtney O'Neill, and they're going to battle for it. And I believe that's going to be a foul on Sierra Taylor underneath as Courtney O'Neill going for the rebound.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I think, you saw Anissa Sanchez make a nice play, getting the ball away, forcing the turnover. Courtney O'Neill right there, putting themselves in position to draw the foul. Little things, I think, right now you have to do in a positive way to try to end this game positively and really translate that into some success in the next game.
And some really, really big games, as we mentioned, coming up next week. It is a travel by Anissa Sanchez. But you have West Efford, you have Haddonfield. Those are like the rivalry in-conference games, and you've really got to gear up for those games right now.
And they beat Haddonfield by 20 the first time around, but Haddonfield traditionally is a team that gets better in a hurry throughout as they progress through a season.
Foul on Tyra Satchel, working against Taylor. That's Satchel's first, and is now the team's seventh, so now it's going to be a bonus situation, one-on-one situation here for Sierra Taylor of the Irish. No talking, Schultz.
Taylor's had a monster game, but she's another one that really is able to do a lot of different things with driving to the hole, hitting the three-point shots, finding open girls away from the ball.
Converting free throws.
Converting free throws. And And another thing she does is does a great job drawing the defense her way, which is going to happen when you hit from the outside the way she has, getting rid of the ball and finding the open girl under the hole.
It's both. And it's back to a 20-point lead where it's been for pretty much this entire half.
Yeah.
4.5 left to go in the fourth. Shinkowitz going to drive and just throw up a shot. Sterling not really getting a lot of really clean looks tonight at all. Trying to drive it down low, but they cannot. And now a traveling violation by Bongard. But Sterling really not getting some quality shots tonight.
Yeah, good defense. And again, I think, you know, like we say, you have to be patient. But you're always, when you're down by 20, going to feel that sense of urgency, the need to force things. And where I saw them really trying to force was the fast break. Something coming into this game you thought you're going to have success with. But if it's not there, they're getting back. Don't force it. Slow it down. Get yourself in a good, patient, half-court opportunity.
Shot goes out of bounds. 4 minutes left to go in the fourth. And it looks, for all, unless we see a miracle here, Sterling will drop to 6-3 on the season. Their losses coming to here tonight. Collingswood, which was a real upset. And then in the holiday tournament, lost a game to, I believe, Gloucester Catholic.
Yeah. Good, solid Gloucester Catholic team. But, you know, one thing when you have a team that is not playing well, the one thing you do count on and do look at is the fact that you have two really good, high-quality senior leaders when you're talking about Tyra Satchel and Anissa Sanchez.
Well, Basie, while we were talking about the Sterling team, is, you know, had a nice easy lay-in, but now a foul for the Sterling end of things, and that will put Sterling, I believe, on the line as mass substitutions now for the Irish. Maya Rawlinson going to have a seat for Sterling, and Obasi going to have a seat. Excuse me, not a foul, went out of bounds. Anissa Sanchez, short jumper, banks it in, good. Anissa Sanchez has 14.
Yeah, I mean, Sanchez and Tyra Satchel, two high character girls. And, you know, teams throughout a season, you're going to get yourself into situations where you're not playing well, you go on bad runs, but, you know, having these two girls, you know, they're not happy with what's going on. And, you know, as a coach, I know Coach McDonald knows that you can only preach your message so much, but you have girls like this, I'm sure, who are really going to reinforce it to the team. And, you know, this is a team that can definitely turn things around. I don't think there's any question about it. It's just been a real rough week. I mean, you had the rough start when you're talking about the Collingswood game, and then you go to Woodbury, start the game slow, turn things around, have a good, solid win, and then come out today not starting out right and just really not playing well, forcing things, doing a lot of things that you're usually uncharacteristic of a Sterling team with the turnovers. They're a team that just has to put this behind them, but at the same time, know they have to improve.
Right. And coming out of the full timeout by Camden Catholic, 3:12 left to go in the game. 58-38 in favor of the Irish. Very quick Irish team.
Patient. I'm just impressed with the way they executed the fast break and really got things going. Courtney out on the wing.
Sorry, actually, Courtney O'Neill, a turnaround jumper. No good. And goes out of bounds. It'll be Camden Catholic ball under three to play in the game. Again, you're listening to live coverage of Lady Knights basketball here from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Rob Strauss and Kevin Schulz here for the Saturday evening game. Not going the way that Sterling would have liked it to.
And Sterling always,
what a wake-up call, nonetheless.
Yeah, it is. And they're always, it seems like when they're down within a game, as you look at the foul right there, they always seem like they're able to get their defense to get under team skins, get them into turnover situations, get them rattled, but you didn't see that from this Camden Catholic team, and they were able to do it against Woodbury, but definitely not tonight against a Camden Catholic team that had good girls handling the ball and just played a very poised game and were aggressive when they had to be and when the opportunity was there. But if the opportunity wasn't there, they pulled back, kind of refueled in a half-court set, and then came right back at them. didn't force anything now. Real
foul
smart.
Foul was on Leilani Naeum-Carter, and Kara Hardy hit one of two from the line. But on her second shot, Camden Catholic gets the rebound off of the missed free throw, and they will control. Long jumper is good by Julia Bongart. She has scored in each quarter.
I believe that's her third three.
Is that a three? They call that a three, or is that a deep? That looked like a deep two.
You know what? You're right. I thought she was a little further out.
Leilani Naeum-Carter, no good on the baseline. Or excuse me, on the jumper right by the free throw line, and rebound comes over to Anissa Sanchez, who's fouled going up and does not fall. And that's kind of been the way it's gone all night for Sterling.
Yeah, just not able to convert it. And again, you know, we keep saying it, but it's the truth. I mean, that defense that you're seeing from Camden Catholic, not only on the ball, but away from the ball. And Sterling has not taken advantage of the ability to, when a girl comes away from a girl, you're leaving somebody open, hit that open girl. Too many times they're forcing shots when there's an open girl out on the wing where you could get that open look.
Bongart going to have a seat for the night. She's going to get a nice round of applause here by this Camden Catholic crowd. She finishes tonight with 14 points. And getting into the game, Meg Kilpatrick will take her place as Anissa Sanchez, one of two from the line. She's struggled from the line tonight. 3 of 7 from the line is Sanchez. And she's hustling now, trying to create a turnover and causes the turnover. So nice job by Anissa Sanchez. You'll never see this girl quit.
No matter
what the score, how much time is left. Really, really good athletic.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about. We talk about leadership. You know, you're down double digits and still diving on the floor, running all around, trying to do what she can to energize her team. And that really is something everybody on this team is looking at. And, again, that's one thing. It seems like a little thing, but they can turn things around in a positive way.
Meg Kilpatrick fouls Tori Shinkowitz, and now it's a one-on-one situation. That'll send Shinkowitz to the line. Shinkowitz, 2 points on the night. First and only bucket came in the first quarter. Misses the shot and rolls out on the layup attempt by Anissa Sanchez, and that's just the way things have gone. For Anissa Sanchez tonight, Sterling cannot buy a bucket.
I don't know what they're shooting from the field, but it can't be good. And a lot of the shots they're taking are, you know, in that 5 to 6 foot perimeter running underneath the basket.
Last foul was on Sierra Taylor. That's her fourth. And that will send Tori Shinkowitz back to the line, looking to redeem herself. It's a one-on-one situation. Again, Shinkowitz no good. Area where Sterling has struggled.
Well, Camden Catholic, they're either going to force you into an off-bound shot or foul you. They're not going to give up an easy basket. I think that's been their defensive approach this entire game.
Tyra Satchel, the steal, layup attempt, no good. Rebounded by Anissa Sanchez, who puts it in. Anissa Sanchez has 7 in the quarter. Unfortunately, in a losing effort as we tick down to 1 minute left to go in the fourth.
Yeah, Sanchez is really trying to hard, get this team headed in another direction as they move forward after this game. And that's what we've talked about, playing hard in these last few minutes here and, you know, trying to re-energize the team for the next game and for a difficult week coming up.
61-41, under 40 seconds left to go. Sterling trails, and they will drop to 6-3 on the season as Camden Catholic takes a timeout. 32nd timeout with 38.2 left. And again, Sterling will drop to 6-3 on the season. Let me take a look at some of the standings here. And Collingswood sits atop of the division with the win, obviously, against Sterling on Tuesday. And Sterling will remain at 4-1 in the division.
Yeah. And I think when you look at the Collingswood, two different games in their Collingswood loss and this loss, Collingswood game was dominated by Ellie O'Neill, who had, I believe at one point, 21 out of 29 points.
Unbelievable.
This is a more balanced attack when you're looking at Camden Catholic. I mean, you got Taylor, Baumgart, obviously Rickabalda, we've talked a lot about her, what she's been able to bring to the table.
Meg Kilpatrick drives to the hoop, is fouled underneath by Leilani Naon Carter. Again, head coach Chris Palladino of the Irish is going to go to the bench. And Olivia Krenny is going to check into the game.
But even
Leilani's third foul.
Even, you know, you talk about Taylor Baumgart, rock a ball, the girls who have a lot of points are in double figures. Even some of the other girls, you talk about Rogers underneath, and, you know, saw O'Neal right there. Or Kilpatrick, I'm sorry. You saw great ball distribution throughout. And a lot of these girls, when you see Taylor, Rocabaldo, got a lot of their points off easy baskets. It's because of the great ball movement and the bounced attack that you saw tonight from Camden Catholic.
0 for 2 from the line for Leilani Naomi Carter. And Nisa Sanchez drives to the hoop. She is fouled. She will go to the line to shoot two.
I don't know. Did we get Camden Catholic at this point, what their record is at this point?
We did not.
No, we
did
not. We
but
get that,
looking but at this team, it's solid.
I can only imagine they could only have maybe one or two losses at this point. But again, you don't know who they went against, you know, what type of tournaments they were in.
Sure.
Especially, you know, you go in some of those Christmas tournaments, you face some really high-caliber teams, so.
Nisa Sanchez hits her first. And her second. So Nisa Sanchez having a nice fourth quarter here with 9 points in the quarter. And having a great night altogether. She leads all Sterling scorers. Under 10 seconds left to go now. Tori Shankwitz going to try to create off the turnover. Hands it over to Tyra Satchel. Back to Shankwitz. Down low to Naon Carter and hits it at the buzzer. But that will do it. Your final score for tonight's game, it's 62-45 in favor of the Irish. And this one really was never in doubt, Chelsea.
No, I mean, when you look at Camden Catholic, they're as balanced a team as I think we've seen in a long time. Sometimes you have teams that shoot good from the outside, but aren't a good fast break team, don't pay the great defense. This team scored on the fast break, shot from the outside, distributed the ball in their half-court offense, got a lot of easy looks, easy baskets down low under the paint. And, you know, on one end, you look, you see that. I think a lot of that had to do with them not keeping the ball in the wing too long, not allowing Sterling to trap in their 1-3-1 and getting those easy baskets underneath. But just a great all-around effort by Camden Catholic.
Look at some of the top scorers for Sterling. Anissa Sanchez finishes the game with 19 points. Tyra Satchel held scoreless in the second half. She had 12 coming into the second half, and that's where she stayed. So yeah. Nice job defensively by the Irish to contain really the two real big threats on this team in Tyra Satchel and Anissa Sanchez. Anissa Sanchez only had 7 in the first half, but comes out firing in the second half with 12. But you could control those two players on this team, and you increase your chances of winning.
I think we saw was when Satchel hit a couple threes, scored a couple short jumpers, they really came out and they started to really attack the ball, and she got the ball. They trapped her a couple times.
So it is a loss for Sterling, and one that they will try and rebound off of to try and get ready for a big, big week coming up. And as we mentioned earlier, so some big teams coming in here. It's going to be West Deptford and Haddonfield coming into I don't know if they're home or away. I don't know what the situation is in terms of – I would have to imagine they have to be on the
– Haddonfield's going to be home because I know – Haddonfield should be home. But, you know, we look at Haddonfield. Some years they're you're going to battle with them. They're going to be one of the top teams in the conference. More of a rebuilding year this year. They beat Sterling, beat them by 20. But when Haddonfield has those types of years where they're rebuilding, they're one of the teams that probably gets better quicker and shows more strides in improving than any other team I've seen. So that's going to be a tough game. You've got to forget about that 20-point win against them because they're going to be tough second time around.
You look at the balanced scoring from Camden Catholic. Kara Rocabaldo finishes with 22 points, Sierra Taylor 15, and Julia Baumgart, who just between those three was probably 85-90% of their scoring, finishes with 14. So between those three players, there's only two other players or three or four other players that really got points on the board. They just did a great job from beginning to end in this game. So yeah. Nice job by Camden Catholic all the way around.
Yeah, it was a balanced attack. And another thing, you know, when they came out in that second quarter, Sterling, did a much better job at getting back on D. And with all the success they had in the first quarter with the fast break, a lot of times teams, if you know they'll start out the second quarter, they'll try and force things that weren't there. And I think Camden Catholic, you know, for all the good things they did, they played a smart game. They knew when to be aggressive. They knew when to hold back. They pushed the ball down low. Sterling double-teamed them, kicked the ball back out, reset their half-court offense, and they were just relentless. I mean, anytime you thought Sterling was going to make any type of a run, I believe we got it from 17 to 10 when we entered that second, the first couple minutes of that second quarter. You felt like Sterling was getting themselves back in the game. You thought they could tighten it up a notch on D, get some turnovers, but you know, I like the way Camden Catholic responded in tough situations. And again, you know, the way they were shooting from the outside, there's not too much you can do about that.
Yeah, that's tough. You scratch and claw back into the game. You try and get that down. I think mentally getting a deficit down from double digits down to single digits, it's a mental game at that point. Yeah. You knock it down to, you know, nine. Okay, now you're within a couple defensive turnovers or creating turnovers, whatever. You try and get back in that game. It just seemed like Camden Catholic just hit big shots.
Yeah, hit big shots. You know, they responded well. And I think throughout this game, they made Sterling work harder for their baskets than Sterling made them work. I mean, it was either you'd go up in bodies in traffic and they'd make plays defensively, or they would foul you and put you on the line. They were determined not to give up any easy baskets. And, you know, that was another factor in this game.
So it will be interesting to see how Sterling, the Lady Knights, respond next week when they will play Haddonfield and West Deptford after coming off a tough game and a kind of a tough, really weak span for this Lady Knights team, going 1-2 throughout. The upset loss to Collinswood that we mentioned, not that we want to harp on that anymore, but you come back, you have a tough first quarter against Woodbury, and then you kind of rebound a little bit for the second half of that game and wind up going to blow out Woodbury. And now you come here. So it's just a tough game all around. And it's just a real tough game for Sterling.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. You know, I think it was with 5 minutes left, we said they got to basically play hard right now, get some type of positive momentum taken in that next game. And I saw girls diving on the floor. I saw them giving out an effort. But, again, it was all for naught because this was just a Camden Catholic team that came out ready to go. And again, it's just a well-balanced attack.
And that'll do it. We'll wrap things up here from Camden Catholic High School. We'd like to thank everybody listening at home. I know Mr. K checking in as he always does.
Yep.
So thanks, Mr. K, for watching. He's double duty, watching football and listening to basketball. I mean, you got to love that.
Yeah,
so
the all-time multitasker, yeah, Mr. K. Nobody better.
Thanks for everybody listening at home. And if you are listening to our music programming, we'll resume shortly. Just give us about 3 or 4 minutes to disconnect everything here, and then we will switch it back over to live programming. Our next broadcast will, I'm sure, be, we'll let you know. Stay tuned to our Twitter site, which is at Knights Radio, KNIGHTS Radio. Take a listen to us, and always sending updates of programming updates and score updates, anything that we could send over. But again, your final score from tonight, Sterling Falls 62-45. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great night.